with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Trees are once again our theme for the week, where we will talk about oaks. Oaks belong in the Quercus genus, and there are 500 different species of oaks you can choose for your landscape. Oaks are sorted into one of two broad categories. Red oaks have pointed leaf lobes, and white oaks have rounded leaf lobes. Red oaks will be slightly more common in our region than whites, but both do well here. Knowing what group of oaks your specific tree is in is important for determining what potential diseases could affect it, and how long you will need to leech acorns if you decide to eat them. Oaks have several maintenance pointers to keep in mind. Oaks are generally not fussy trees and so will require minimal pruning. However, as they mature, the tree's lowest branches will start failing to put out leaves. This is not a sign of poor health, but rather the tree conserving energy by not growing leaves on branches that will be shaded out by higher branches in the canopy. These branches can be pruned out once these symptoms start showing. Oaks also commonly have lichens growing on the bark at their bases. Lichens are a symbiotic fungus that begins showing up once algae appears on the bark. This usually takes the form of silver flakes and will not harm the tree either. One final thing to keep in mind is the texture and depth of the soil where you want to put an oak. Oaks are one of the few trees that grow their roots outward more than downward. This can lead to complete uprooting in violent storms. Prudent watering during the summer will encourage the roots to dig deeper in search of moisture and nutrients, which leads to a stronger root system and a lower chance of uprooting. Acorns have been foraged as a food source for thousands of years and provide a good source of at-home protein and calories. However, they need some prep work before they become palatable. The primary chemical found in the meat of an acorn is tannic acid, the same chemical found in red wine. In general, red oak acorns will have more tannic acid than white oak acorns, and will need to be leached longer in order to make them palatable. Some foragers recommend putting acorns that need to leach into a toilet's basin. With each flush, the water is replaced and more tannic acid filters out. Any acorns you gather that are still attached to their caps were aborted and will not have a full acorn inside. These, as well as any with obvious entry holes from weevil larvae, should be discarded. With the ice storm on Tuesday night, many trees have suffered partial limb breakage. It is important to give these wounds a clean cut to initiate the healing response in the tree. If the wound is not cut back, the tree cannot compartmentalize the wound, and this gives decay a chance to enter the rest of the tree. Wood does not compost easily and should not be included in compost piles. Instead, use it in fire pits, brush piles, or discard it as yard waste. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.